Hello and welcome to Shield Up, your Patreon exclusive podcast from RKG. My name is Kevin Murphy and today I'm joined by Daniel Krupa.
Hello.
How are you?
Terrible.
Oh, no. But you've got a good coffee.
I've got a coffee and we're doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast. Very excited for this one, actually, because we had someone write in who said, I have a question of vital importance for you boys.
Have they put important in the subject line? Because that's what you do on email.
Yeah, I know that. With international ramifications, this one has, right? So it says,
whoa.
What is the difference between shit and shite?
Ooh.
After listening to hundreds of hours of RKG PTT banter and hearing both phrases frequently, this poor backwards US slug brain cannot figure it out. When do you use which term? Is this question shit or is it shite? Sincerely, a confused American slug.
I didn't realize we used it that much.
Shite, yeah.
Do you use it most? I think I would use it. It's very hard suddenly when you have to analyze your own language.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, because I had to think about this when I saw it. I think I would definitely use shite a lot more in a friendly way. Mm. And I would use shit in a more serious way.
Scathing.
So I'd be like...
Scathing scatology.
Yeah. And the reason I was thinking about this is, you know, like something like... But then... We talk generally to take it back to something even further. I was thinking about it in terms of how we use slug.
Yeah.
So when slug got introduced into PTT vernacular, it was from the British Office where Ricky
Swindon
Gervais.
Lot of joints.
Yeah. So Ricky Gervais is talking about the Swindon line. He's like little slugs with no personality.
We just bear everything. So
that's what I'm, because at that point we were all really into the American Office, which is why Finchy is called Finchy, because he's called after Chris Finch, Ralph Innocent's character in The Office. But it is really strange because we used it a lot, but then I guess because none of this is planned, slug then became, I don't know. I don't actually know. Maybe like Anders, like the RKG historian, could kind of tell us, like, where was the switch to
community identifier?
Yeah. Because I don't know when it was.
Because it wasn't contrived. We didn't start going, yo, slugs.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Which I, there's some, because I think it's quite a thing that happens a lot in YouTube and Twitch communities and stuff where someone
badge will, and I don't, like, I'm part of this community.
Yeah, exactly. And there's sometimes when I hear some people call whatever their signifier
are.
Sometimes they're like, don't like that one. Like, we're like Slipknot calling their fans maggots.
I mean, we're very much adjacent to
it's
that.
Not far off, actually. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Imagine if we were calling them little slugs.
Little slugs. Well, so this is the thing. So I guess, but also, we still use slug in that way as well. Which is like, obviously, we talk about like our slug community. Like we've got merch with slugs on them. We've got multiple pieces of merch with slugs on them. And people are called slugs and things like that. And people call themselves proudly, I'm a slug. Like people run into each other in the streets and go, are you a slug? Like, or like when Clara's tattooing someone, she'll text me going, oh, I've got a slug in today. Like, and it's become normal.
Are they here yet? No, they're running late.
But then I would still call someone a little slug. Well, but then I've kind of transitioned more to worm. It's like, oh, that guy's a worm. That guy's
a worm. Yeah, because you don't want to identify them as a member of our community.
Exactly,
He's a little fucking worm.
And I think shit and shite is sort of similar to that as well, whereas I know they are different words, it's differently, but like I would use shite and be like, oh, that's shite. Like,
I think,
more friendly, jovial, whereas shit, I'd be like, that's serious. I'm being serious.
I think you would also, in the British Isles, I think you get shite a lot in Scotland.
Yeah.
I think that's almost maybe the dominant version of shit.
I think so, yeah.
So that would be slightly maybe different.
Yeah.
Where I think if a Scottish person went, that is shite, they could also mean the harder aspect of it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think as rule of thumb for us, he went, oh, that's shite, it's kind of playful.
Yeah.
It softens it slightly, where he's like, that is shit.
Yeah.
It is actually bad.
Definitely, yeah.
But if we say it is the shit.
The shit. Exactly, yeah.
That's a shit.
Yeah. So it's really interesting because, and I think maybe you're right, because I think I don't think I've ever heard a Scottish person say shit.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Limmy, but like I've seen, like when he's been quite scathing, he'll say shite.
Shite, yeah.
Ah, shite.
Yeah. It's really interesting when you see it the other way as well, because like there's a bit, because I always thought wind up. Like, that's one of my favorite phrases in English. Like, we're on a wind up. You're winding me up. I always thought that was exclusively British. Like, and no one would know what that was. But it's in a Mad Men episode.
Is it?
Yeah. So when Sterling Cooper lose Lucky Strike.
What?
I know. When they lose Lucky Strike, Ken Cosgrove is in a restaurant with his family, and someone comes up and goes, "Oh, I'm sorry about." And he's like, "Oh, what are you talking about?" And then he goes, "Oh, well, Lucky Strike, they're coming over to." There's a guy from a rival agency. He's like, "Oh, they're coming over to our agency." And he's like, "You're winding me up." I'm like, that's the only time I've ever heard an American say that.
Interesting.
Which is, but I mean, and that was the 60s.
Yeah.
Technically. So I want to know what that is.
Script writer got it wrong.
But a really interesting thing though, what I want to say is, like, people aren't alone in their confusion in this, is I was watching, there's a TikTok that's, so that comes into my feed now and again, but actually our mate Lucy James sent it to me, and it's basically a guy who just goes around Oxford like university campus, and he just goes outside different colleges. He's got like a little mic and like he's filming on his phone, but then he stops like one or two people coming out of college and then just ask them to say something interesting about like their course or what they're studying. Ooh. And things like that, and it's really interesting. And he stopped two linguists the other day. And it's wicked because sometimes he stops the same people. So now and again, the same people crop up. And TikTok is really good sometimes for comments. And it'd be like, yeah, fucking love it when the linguists are in. Like, and those are the best ones, to be fair. But they said this really interesting thing, which I was like, oh yeah, that kind of does make sense. And it really fits in with what we're saying about shit and shite here. Where, like, apparently, Welsh-speaking children learn to read Welsh a lot quicker than English-speaking children, right? They learn to read English. And the reason for that is because Wales has, so they explain all this in the thing, this is not me, that Welsh has a much shallower orthography, which means that, like, the letters of our words in Welsh are consistently the same noise, and you read them in the same way, whereas English is like, we'll just fucking do it how we want. And the example that they use is like O-U-G-H. So in English, you'd have like thorough, through, slough. Like, whereas...
Ooga baruga.
There you go.
That's why Americans go, why is it? It's Loughborough.
Exactly, yeah. So whereas in Welsh, if you have letters in a certain like order, they're pretty much always consistently going to be said in the exact same way.
Right.
So obviously when you're learning to read, because if you're a kid,
you're not going to get caught out.
So there's a couple of different things.
It was like, other languages are really good. I saw these like French guys on TikTok where they did their version of like what you just said, and you're like, that's mad to learn that.
Yeah.
But, or like, imagine if we were talking about the new Wicked film. Like, yeah. In English, like, which witch is your favorite witch?
Yeah.
What?
The thing that we do, there's a couple of examples of it in Welsh where it's not that. Like, there's a word hoyle, which can mean like 20 different things. It's spelt the exact same way and it's said the exact same way.
It's contextual.
So that's, it's completely contextual. But the other ones, there could be a sentence where that appears lots of different times and means the same thing. Not often, but, you know, like the thing, like thorough, through, and slough.
That could
dough. Like dough, do you know what I mean? Like, and I it's
not.
Like, yeah. It's all like that. Imagine having to, if you're learning that, having to ask someone, because you'd get to, that's why you have these people who say like Edinburgh and stuff like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, which is really interesting. But then I guess it's similar to what we're saying about shit and shite. But I think, like, as a general rule, I think we've nailed this now of saying like, shit would be more serious. Shite is a little bit more playful.
For an English or Welsh person. Whereas Scottish.
We were
thinking that's slightly different.
They're doing their own thing up there.
They're doing their own thing up there. They all die before 40. Have you seen their diet?
I actually did Deliveroo an amazing... There's a...
from Scotland.
From Scotland, yeah. No, there's a Scottish... I think it's like a calf that's opened up around here called Deanie's. You heard of this?
Oh yeah, that Macbeth.
Yeah,
it's from Walthamstow.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And
the years ago,
right,
they were outside that place that we went to watch the royal wedding and also your birthday. Deanies were the people doing toasties in that forecourt.
No way.
Yeah.
So I delivered a haggis toasty the other day. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Isn't it called like the Hamish Macbeth or something?
I think it is. Yeah. I think it was.
Lady Macbeth is like the vegan one or something.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. So good. And traveled very well as well. Like it came and I was like, this is like, it wasn't shite. I was like, this feels like this is shop quality. This is, but it's absolutely amazing. But like we were talking about this in the office, but like, what other kind of words are there for shit and shit? Like similar uses where it's basically this, but like some of them, I feel like the C word, like some people use the C word.
I think you'd ask, what we're talking about here in particular, is it not that we use swear words incredibly elastically and creatively, and a lot of it is very much prosodic effects. So what's your intonation like? What's the context of the situation? What audience, like all these different, all these are like aspects of language studies that are not just the word themselves that really define how that word should be received.
Absolutely.
Like if some, like an Australian says the C word to their friend, it's completely different than maybe an English person saying it in a work situation. You're like, that's being misjudged.
Yeah, no, I'd say that. Whereas, Australians saying C words, absolutely unbelievable.
That's bread and butter to them.
That's an all-timer use of
I think they call their grandmothers cunts.
Yeah.
I said it. Like, I feel weird saying it because I've stopped using it as much. Like, I think I probably used it a lot more when I was younger.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I think there is something maybe slightly misogynistic about it.
There is, yeah.
And I never really thought of that when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because you're basically saying, oh, it's the worst swear word. What is it? Oh, it's a woman's vagina.
Yeah.
Why are we putting that as that signifier?
Well, it's an interesting point, I think. But also, you know, the way that you just said it then is like, and this way that I would say it, is so different to a way an Australian actually says
it's quite breezy.
Like, yeah, real breezy in a way that I'm not able to do, I don't think.
Yeah, I think because like when you see it, it's used very aggressively usually. Mm. Like if you see that in a gangster film or something, because it is held back as like the worst swear word and it would affect like what certification you could get and when it could be shown, like they're going for something. And usually I always think of like really nasty gangster saying something. It's like,
but it's interesting as well, because that type of dialect or that type of language really goes hard on the T. Whereas if I still spoke with my actual accent from where I'm from, it would be, you wouldn't hear the T. Like, I don't say T. It wouldn't say T's. Like, I definitely wouldn't say T. I'd say tut. And you'd hear it like a little cunt. Like,
cup of tut.
But you'd hear like cunt. Like, and the same as Australian, I guess, as well. So you'd be like, oh, that's all right, actually. That's quite nice and playful. But it's interesting as well. It's a good point you make, because I did actually, when we were prepping this or like talking about doing this episode, I did actually put a shout out to my mates and go, what's the best Welsh swear word, right? All the ones that came back. And like a mate of mine, Andy, was just like, we were like, everyone was just saying them. And he was like, quite misogynistic, all these ones, aren't they? Like, what's wrong with us? And I was like, yeah, it's not great. I'm not going to use any of those, lads, I'll be honest.
I guess a lot of swear words are in origin things that you don't talk about in polite society.
Mm.
Or, I think we talked about this before, they're the opposite. I think what swear words are, I've said this before, I think on Shield, it was like, they're diphemisms.
Right.
So the opposite of a euphemism.
Okay, yeah.
So you're basically rubbing people's faces in the thing.
Yeah.
So you're not hiding it. It's like, oh, I'm going to go spend a penny.
No,
I'm going to take a piss.
You're
making people think about the thing.
Yeah.
So like fucking.
Yeah.
Not making love. Mm. You're emphasizing the kind of the rawness of it.
Yeah.
Same with like the C word.
Yeah.
You're not saying Lady Garden.
No. Yeah, no, exactly.
Lady Garden.
But I did, I was like, okay, well, what's some of my favorite Welsh swear words that are not misogynistic? They're the other way around. So it's a lot of cock stuff, I know that.
Is it?
Yeah, look, some good ones though. So cock oin, which is basically what we would use as like dickhead.
Right.
Like, oh, cock oin. Like, but it actually directly means lamb's cock. But we lamb in Wales, so that's how we. But that would be what dickhead is really. That's the sort of thing for that.
That prompted another one as well.
Yeah.
Slight difference in British English between, oh, he's a dickhead. Oh, he's a bit of a knobhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knobhead is a softer, is like your mate's an, oh, he's an absolute
bellend.
Bellend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a knobhead. No, he's a dickhead.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. There. Yeah, but what's the spectrum? That's the thing. The spectrum between dickhead, knobhead, bellend.
Well, like dickhead, I was like, they're nasty.
Yeah.
Knobhead is like a bit of an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bellend.
Bit more playful, maybe.
Playful, but like an extravagant knobhead.
Yeah. Extravagant. No, I think that's true.
Or like foolish. He's like, what a bellend.
Yeah.
Whereas dickhead,
yeah.
I think there's a bit of malice to what they do.
1,000,000% agree with you there. Another one. So actual dickhead would be Penpidlan. But I never use Penpidlan at all. But I do use...
Which part of that is dick?
Pidlan.
Pidlan.
So pen means head.
Right.
But what I do use is Penpidlan Gawsog, which means a cheesy knobhead.
Oh, God.
And my favorite... But
that was a common, like... borderline swear word when we were kids because of Red Dwarf, smeg.
Smeg, yeah, because that's
smegma.
Oh my God, yeah. No,
don't. Which is the medical term.
Okay. Yeah.
Whereas cheesy.
Smegheads. Talking about slugs though, people who were into Red Dwarf, the sitcom, would have called themselves smegheads, I reckon. Like, I'm a smeghead.
I got in trouble at school once for using the verb twat.
I'm going to twat you,
because I didn't know
that
was like a swear word. And I was using it like, I think to like kick a ball really hard. It's like, I twatted it.
Yeah.
And I got like told off. I was like, I didn't know that was rude.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, again, another sexual word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
People don't want to hear it in polite society.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the thing.
Or in maths.
I think there's definitely been some miscommunication in the Simpsons writers' room at some point. Over how acceptable wanker and wanking is in the UK. Because that should never be in a cartoon.
No, it's really naughty.
Like,
because I think they've made a false equivalence with jerk off.
Yes, they have. I think
he's such a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you use the term jerk off and jerking off to mean masturbation. Yeah. Wanking does mean that, but wanking said is like, whoa, that's you wouldn't normally say that. It's almost like... It's quasi-swearing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there's a really good...
You wouldn't say it on like Tea Time TV.
No, but Simpsons would be on at 6 o'clock. Which thing is, though, it's really interesting watching The Simpsons now. Because I had all... I basically had all seasons 3 to 10 on tape.
Yeah.
So I knew, though, I know those really, really well.
That was gospel.
Like, I know exactly where the advert was and stuff like that, you know? So there's sometimes a scene will be in the Disney Plus one that I'm like, ooh, this is new. And there's a couple of episodes I'm like, oh, like Homer's bowling episode, like where he makes a bowling team. There's a whole sequence where he's speaking to Marge, which is completely cut out of the UK version, where, because basically, I don't know if you remember it, but they're trying to get a bowling team together and need $500. Mm-hmm. And it cuts to, they're in bed, and Marge goes, no, I will not pay you $500 for sex. And he's like, why? You're getting something. I'm getting something. Everybody wins. The UK one starts on them having the conversation directly after that. And the same as like Summer of 4'2", which is where Lisa becomes cool. There's a whole sequence cut where basically Homer wants to buy illegal fireworks. So like, I guess like fireworks were... a league properly hard to get or something at some point in America, which is wild because I would associate them with fireworks quite a lot. But he goes to the shop and he asks for like really, really rough stuff.
Right.
So he's like, I'll take this pornography, this lube.
Right.
And he's that's completely cut out of thing to the point where
I've probably never seen them.
In the UK version, it's really interesting because like where it was cut was doesn't make any sense at all.
So is some of the stuff they cut them saying the word wanking?
No. Oh. Well, yeah, no, yeah. So out the UK one, yeah. So they cut out wanking a lot. So there's a couple of times it happens where Willie says it. So he's obviously...
It's funny, Willie saying it.
Willie saying it is great.
Because what do you wank?
Exactly,
Willie.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
Also, vagina.
Yeah.
It's not...
anyone can do
it. No, it's not gender specific.
Anyone can do it. No, it definitely isn't, yeah.
Anything can be wanked.
But there's an episode where they're watching a, where Homer's watching a British sitcom. I can't remember what the sitcom is called, but it's ridiculous. It's basically like Bottom, because they're like lots of fighting and stuff like that going on. And they're like, I think it's the episode where there's a joke. I mean, like, it's the UK's longest running sitcom, and we're going to be showing all 8 episodes. Like, that's a funny observation joke, isn't it? Yeah,
it's quality, not quantity.
Absolutely,
except with Retrial and Ring, yeah. Where you're getting both. You see,
but I think Homer's like, it's basically about two football hooligans, and it's like, when they're not having a go with a bird, they're doing over a wanker, and Bart's like, cheeky.
That's quite good.
It's really funny, but. Wank, that would never be. At 6 o'clock.
Also, that means lots of different things. You can also use that metaphorically.
Yeah.
Because if you give heaping excessive praise on someone, it's like,
yeah, wank
them off.
Yeah. But like Simpsons.
God, I bet writing dictionaries is hard.
Yeah. But like Simpsons is on like, on Channel 4, it's on like 6 o'clock every day, I think. Same as Sky, I think it's on 6 o'clock.
They show in morning sometimes as well.
On the weekends, they show it all the time as well. Like, you would never have wank. Maybe you would now, I don't know, I don't watch telly. But like, maybe you would have wank. Maybe wanking's all right now.
Maybe you put normal linear TV on, it's like, it's all right.
It's absolutely grim. Yeah. But you're right though, like jerk off. But then like, could like, you say that in school? Probably not.
You wouldn't say wank.
Couldn't say wanking in school.
But I think from stuff I've seen in America, it seems like no one is shot. Someone's like, he's a real jerk.
He's a real jerk, yeah.
Like Steve Martin's in a film called The Jerk.
The Jerk.
We don't, you know.
Because that's where that's from,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. We don't have a film where like Rick Mayall is the wanker.
I would watch it. 1,000,000%. But yeah, look, that's the thing. You wouldn't have that, would you? Really interesting. But yeah, thank you very much for that. Hopefully that's the thing. Basically, shit, naughty, shite, bit nicer. We had someone write in. This is incredible detective work from our community. Says, hey boys, not so much a question, but following up on the conversation from a few weeks ago about Steve from Lightspeed Games.
Yeah, accents.
Yeah, about the accent. So we were coming down on kind of like a Geordie that maybe spent some time in Scotland.
I thought Scottish.
Yeah.
And gone to America.
America as well. So this person went and found an old Twitter account for him from 2016, which says he works at Rockstar Games. And this lines up when he was working on Red Dead 2. And his Twitter handle is Geordie Steve.
There you go.
Yeah. So I think you have got your answer there. Keep up the great work.
Nice.
How good is that? Well, isn't that really nice thing? We're like, yeah, that's absolutely solid.
Got his birthday.
Yeah. So he's like, they've just really gone through it there and done it, which is absolutely fantastic. Right, we've got a couple of Ming and Ofir plays here, right? It says, hey guys, so my wife and I recently watched a video of a child getting baptized and the priest and...
yeah.
I don't know.
Netflix has gone up.
I don't know.
In price.
I don't know. Like, if they know the baby? I don't know.
You should watch it. It's weird, isn't it?
Anyway.
Were you baptized?
No. Because my mum was like, brought up Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah, my mum was brought up Jehovah's Witness against her will.
And is that not...
They do get baptized, yeah. But she was kind of brought up against her will, even though she didn't. So she was like, I'm not going to give any religion stuff for my kids. They can sort out themselves if they want. Which is a fine way of being, but also at the same time, it's very hard when you're a grown-up to go, I'm going to get bang into that now.
Yeah.
Like,
I've seen adult baptism, very different thing.
Yeah.
I would like to see you be baptized now.
Yeah. What if I just really got into it? Because we always talk about how maybe there's a thing that we're really good at.
Baptized.
That we don't know. I'm wicked at it. And that we're not into it.
Do it once.
In a similar way, though, like there could be something like that where you just go, oh, actually makes a lot of sense. I'm really into that.
Yeah.
Like,
you might not have tried the thing you're the best at.
Yeah, no. Like when I was away in Minnesota, like I spent some time with people who were quite religious. And it was an interesting thing of being like, I could see something in my life that would be missing. Not necessarily the religious aspect of it, but 1,000,000% the community aspect.
Thing, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
Some people, it's always like that Emile Durkheim study. It's like,
yeah.
It's the same things that people then apply to football.
Yeah.
Or slugs.
It's
being part of a community. People go to places of worship, same as going to a game. And it's like, what he refers to it, it's like the electricity of the crowd.
Yeah.
It's that sense of belonging. and it's like chanting and it's songs and it's music and it's wearing similar colors, identifiers.
Yeah.
And it's like that sense of community, which you don't, is lost in the modern world.
It definitely is, yeah.
Especially if you live in a big city.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because I was talking about it recently with someone as well, and they were saying that, you know, like, and in her friendship group in London, lots of her friends, all of, she it was weird because she was like, she very much only had women friends, and she was like, they've all had babies. And she was like, I'm not like exaggerating. She was like, every single, I came to London and it was eight of us. I'm the only one out of those eight who's not had a baby. So what that means is like, they've all moved out of London and not because they want to, it's because it's like, all the people that have stayed, she's like, I barely ever see anymore because they don't have that support network. Like when I grew up, and the same with you as well, it's like we were our grandparents all the time.
Like I was at my grandma's from like 4 weeks after being born.
Yeah.
Until I went to high school.
Yeah.
She was genuinely like my second mum.
Yeah. So it was like,
which is a lovely thing to have.
Absolutely, it's amazing. That connection. Yeah.
Like, I know you did too, and it's like an amazing thing.
Absolutely. But if you, that's the thing, is like, there's lots of my friends who have kids who are shattered all the time. And I'm like, why? I was like, I don't feel like my mum weren't that shattered. It was like, yeah, it's because we were going to my nan's every fucking Friday. They were picking us up on Sunday. Like,
I was watching Mary Poppins.
They were going out. but I think it's like, because those people don't have support now. She's like, oh, I don't see my things anymore. So I have to like really make an effort to go see them. And it's like, yeah, because they're probably shattered, and then the ones who have moved back to have that support network have then moved back, you know. But yeah, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? Anyway, these people were watching a child get baptized, and the priest was kind of rough with the child and even smacked.
Oh, I've seen this video.
Have you? Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
I think it's maybe in Italy,
right?
Yeah, the dad's just like, no, give us our bait. It's quite an intense video to watch.
And even smacked.
Yeah, I have to take in the piss. I've seen this as well.
Yeah. Even smacked. Yeah, you're like, yeah, it's wicked.
Yeah, it's good. I watched 20 at the weekend.
Yeah. Not a playful gentleman. I immediately thought, priest or not, I'm swinging at him for hitting my child. So in that contest, chinning a priest or smacking your child, making no fair play.
Fair play.
I think it's quite hard, isn't it? You'd be like getting yourself into... because a friend of mine, Liam, like, you know, in his day was quite tasty when we'd go out and stuff like that.
Really? But,
yeah. And like, he's got short fuse. And there is some times where he's talked about other parents, I'd like soft play and stuff like that, just being fucking knobheads. And he's like, am I going to get in a fight in soft play? Nah, like, I can't get in a fight in soft play.
Can you do curb stomping in soft play? Yeah. Is that even possible?
But like, yeah, can you imagine that? Beating up the priest on the day that your kid's getting baptized. That in itself would be a great story. I wouldn't, I don't think I would like to see it live, but.
Yeah. It's very uncomfortable video to watch.
Is it?
The parents like pulling him back. It's like a very, very old priest. And it's obviously, you go, oh, you think this flies, do you? Like, yeah.
What's the baby doing?
Just crying because it's a baby and it's getting water poured on it.
And he's
just like, gives it a little slap.
That's not going to help.
It's going to make it worse if anything.
Like, give him. Yeah, that's fucking weird.
But yeah.
I think it's fair play to give him a little push. How old is this priest?
Old.
Oh, fuck.
Like.
Because in my head, I push him and then he trips over, hits his head. I've killed a priest.
I think it's also the dynamic because I think it's Italy. But obviously these people doing it and filming it, they're obviously quite religious and therefore quite reverent of the priest.
Right, yeah.
Which obviously, I'll get into it. It's like, you know, it's probably not healthy not to question authority.
Yeah.
Just go, oh, he's a priest, he can do what he wants.
Well, isn't like a priest meant to be like, God's basically, representative on earth. You're representative on earth. So he's like...
Well, yeah.
Kind of, isn't it? Yeah. Like, so he'd be like, fucking hell. They're basically... I'm basically killing God if I push him over.
They're wearing like fancy outfits.
Yeah.
I was an altar boy for like 5 years.
Did you ever slap any kids?
I was a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't slap any kids. I once decapitated Jesus.
Did you?
Yeah. Like, my job was to carry the cross at the beginning of the procession. And I didn't duck under a doorway, so I just took Jesus' head clean off.
Did you tell him?
Well, that's the thing. You can. They have to forgive you.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to get in trouble.
It's kind of like confession. I'm sorry.
Do you wait till confession then, or do you can tell him then?
You can do either.
Yeah.
But it's like, what was that? It's probably 5 Hail Marys. They're sweet. I can do 5 Hail Marys.
It's quite funny because I was talking to my mum recently about this, and I was like, because I had like chores and stuff, and I was always terrified of not doing my chores because I was going to get in trouble. Mm. And I was like, imagine, and it's really funny thinking about like how scared I was as a kid in school, sports, my parents, of getting in trouble. I'm scared of getting in trouble. Don't want to get in trouble. Don't want to get in. Like, and same with like, oh shit, I fucking hit Jesus's head off. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble. Mm.
Like, that's what the Romans said.
Isn't that? Yeah.
We've killed Jesus. We're never living this down.
We'll get in trouble. We're never going to get in trouble.
You're joking me.
That is 100% fair play, I think.
Decapitating Jesus.
Killing a priest.
Accidentally
murdering a priest because he slapped your kid, I think, is absolutely fine. Right, this is a really interesting one. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Minging or fair play, asking your rich mate to pay half for a game when you share PlayStation accounts. So a bit of context, me and my friend share a PlayStation account, which lets us have some PlayStation Plus and some games as we wish. Like we went halves on Call of Duty the last 2 years.
Right.
I have got Helldivers 2 that I would like him to try out with me. Yes, I wanted to play it. But is it wrong for me to ask him half of the money before he downloads it or even after he tries it and likes it? I'm a single dad of 2 and a carer for my son. He has no children. He earns 50k a year and says and pays only £450 rent. So it's definitely not a money thing for him, just for me. On the flip side of that, he has offered to take me a lot of places as he drives. But that's why in the past I've not questioned when I let him play other games I have bought, like Ragnarok. Sorry for the long one. And it does sound a bit pathetic now I've written it out. Thank you.
But I don't understand. Like, surely with Helldivers, you wouldn't both be able to play it if it's shared an account. Have I misunderstood that? Sorry.
No, I think you're right.
Because then they wouldn't be able...
You wouldn't be able to play together.
That's what I mean. And surely that game is them playing it together. It's the fun.
Because it's not one of those... It's not what... Because there's a few games, isn't there? Like, It Takes Two, I think, where someone... You could play it with someone who... And like, you only buy it once. Yeah.
But that needs two.
It does, yeah.
I think
that Helldivers thing is a bad example, for him. Like,
I think maybe don't overthink it. And let's say a brand new game out, it came out really expensive.
Yeah.
I think you could just... Go in fresh and go, fancy going halves on it?
1,000,000%.
Just the little text, I really fancy the new Spider-Man game. Want to go halves?
Yeah.
And it's almost like, you're not going to get if they say no.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair. And it's like, you can finish it first if you want. Let me know when you're done.
But then what happens if he says no?
But then...
And you really want Spider-Man, he's getting Spider-Man for free then.
I mean...
I don't mind that.
You just don't overthink. You just go in with like fancy going halves on it, and then cross that bridge when it comes to it.
Yeah,
you don't want to be getting in a place where you've set up a separate account.
So what?
Also, maybe not.
So what are they doing then? So they have one account.
Well, I think it's almost like what we do at work,
right?
Where you're signed in, and like maybe it's like his mate is signing. Like for instance, say this work PlayStation was mine.
Yeah,
I'm using your account to access your games.
Right.
I didn't know that. The thing is, if I was his mate, I just want my own account anyway.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how into
Chivos
and shit. Like, I don't care about that stuff like that. Like,
But I'd be more just like, I'm signed out.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to play tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That actually happened when I was streaming...
the Clara signing.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII the other day. It was literally the most important bit of that demo where you're like talking to Sephiroth, who's like this big character. It's a huge story beat. And I just got signed out because Clara's been playing that the Horde mode in Last of Us 2, which is apparently incredible. She's been playing that loads. And I was like, I had to call her like on the stream, be like, oh yeah, can you stop doing that?
Can you not, please?
Right, okay. I guess like that is a good way of doing like PlayStation Plus. I don't think that's minging now. I think like it's just, I think with anything, with anything like money stuff, I think if you're just upfront about it first.
I think you can accidentally make things weird.
Definitely.
And by just having a certain disposition.
And also think that things are weird when they're actually not as well. Like you think, oh, you're overthinking it. He's probably not thought about this at all.
Yeah.
Whereas you're right. If he just got a text, it was just like, hey man, have you seen this?
You fancy the news?
I fancy Rise of Ronin. Shall we go halves on that? I actually really do fancy Rise of Ronin. Like it's not very often that I get excited about a brand new game, but I saw some GIFs of Rise of Ronin. I was like, That's fucking wicked. Is it like Ninja Fury, the people who made that like send you a sacrifice, get Hellblade thing? Because I played I fucking despised that game. It's good.
Are they not just making a sequel to that?
I think they are, yeah. But I think they also make an
album. I didn't know they made that. I
mean, Rise, or it might not be. I might have slacked them off unnecessarily. Team Ninja, that's them, isn't it?
No, Ninja. No, it's not. Team Ninja Ninja Garden.
Yeah. So I have slagged Ninja Theory off for no reason. But good luck making the third one of that or whatever. I hope it goes down well with people. I will be playing Rise of the Ronin by Team Ninja.
You can keep your metaphor for mental health bollocks.
I've heard that it's good if you stick with it, but I've got a very short attention span when it comes
to... Is it not like 5 hours? It's really short, isn't it?
No, as in like, if I don't like something within the first hour, there's fucking there's no way like I'm playing more of it and be like, oh yeah, no, it really opens up around hour 10, does it? Well, it won't be opening up around hour 10 in my eyes.
It's still closing my eyes.
Yeah.
How quickly does the Ronin rise?
I need to know that.
I need him risen by hour 2.
It better not be long. But it does look really good though.
It would not be really hard if it's made by the Neo and Ninja Gaiden people.
I hope not. those GIFs look great. So if it is too hard, then I'll enjoy it in GIF form.
As like all modern media should be.
Yeah. Well, it's a PS5 game, so we should get that. Like, so at least at least I won't have
coming to a producer stream near you.
Why will I? I bought Final Fantasy 7. Right? Yeah. To be fair, like it's only 70 quid, which is like we should be spending money on games, and that's good. I'm glad these people are getting money there. But because we do get decent amount of games, like codes and stuff like that sent to us, but we don't go chasing it. So, I mean, I probably could have got a code for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, but I'm not going to do anything with it. I just want to play it. Like, I might play on a producer stream, but I'm not going, like, sending an email going, oh, can I have that? I'm just like, I'll just buy it. But I did, it was like one of the first times I bought like a 70 quid game, like, and I was like,
they are a lot now, aren't they?
70 quid is a lot of money.
My favorite one when it comes up is like 80 quid for, what do I get? Gun.
Yeah.
Joking.
Well, Rebirth, man. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It was like, I was going through the ones, like the different things, and it was like 140 quid for one of the digital ones. And I was like, what do I get with that? Oh, a bit of music. That'll be on Spotify. That'll be on YouTube if I want that. Or you get a little Moogle keychain. I'll be okay. I'll be absolutely fine.
I do want a Moogle.
70 quid. So to be fair, I understand why this guy is like, you know, because 70 quid, half of that, 35. That's a big old chunk, that is, isn't it? That's my travel for 3 weeks, I think. Like, coming back in 4 years. So I understand it. I don't think it's making a fair play, but as you say, be upfront about it with anything. Well, to be fair, with anything on money, I think it's good luck. There we go. That is another episode of Shield Up. Thank you very much for writing in. If you want to get in touch with us, you can. bit.ly/Shield Up, capital S, capital U. See you next week.